Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Thanksgiving is this week, and much like runners train for marathons, Rob is covering everything he eats with gravy. I feel bad for all that food. Who would want to be covered in Rob's gravy? You. Here's the show.
You? How dare you, Chuck? My gravy is in high demand.
I thought he said you.
Yeah.
Like the listener wants to be covered in your gravy.
Oh,
I'm
I think
sure
he said
do.
You.
Oh. Well, it could go either way. I'm sure some listeners want to be covered in your gravy.
Do you want to be covered in my gravy? Give us a call, 646-929-1357. So much to talk about.
Like what?
Like Rob's gravy.
Mm.
Well, we're going to have a very special guest. Mario from Ex Mortis will be calling in shortly. We're going to be talking about the cop who got fired for going up on stage with vital remains.
That you get fired for, killing black teenagers that are unarmed.
No.
You just get
sometimes
put on leave of absence.
Slap on the wrist.
Or a suspension, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll talk all about that.
Where did that happen?
That happened in Sanford, Florida, suburb of Orlando.
I should not have even asked.
Sanford actually is the same town that George Zimmerman shot that unarmed black teenager. We'll talk about it all later on
killed,
in the show.
Killed that.
Killed. Pardon. Shoot. That's right. I didn't.
Trayvon Martin.
Well, he did shoot him and then killed him. Both are true.
That's true.
Sanford?
Different Sanford.
Oh.
No son. And, you know, one of the big continuing.
Don't we have a guest? You forgot to tease the guest.
Don't tease the guest. He's coming on our show to
Mario from Ex Mortis is going to be calling him.
That's not enough of a tease.
Tease him a little bit
Make
more.
Fun of his name or something. Go nanny.
It's
nanny
not
people.
Mario, the one who calls in and talks about sleeping with pregnant women.
Yeah, this
or
guy
married
is way more
women,
discreet
rather.
About that kind of stuff.
Well, we don't know. We could ask him. But different Mario. He'll be
both
on the
from
show
California.
Shortly. Correct. both of Latin
don't
descent,
make
Latino
assumptions.
Descent.
Don't make assumptions.
Latin, it was correct. You didn't have to. They're both correct.
What?
By the way, the cop that went on stage, were any of the band members black? Because that might be why I got fired.
It was a metal band, no.
No.
The
no.
bosses might have seen him fraternizing with black
there
people.
There wasn't an
African
American person within 3 miles of the venue.
Yeah, at a Vital Remains show? No. But we'll get to that. One thing I wanted to talk about first, kick things off, was the attacks on the Paris nightclub Bataclan.
Yes.
It happened 2 weeks ago. Still experiencing some fallout, I feel, in the last week. Namely,
about our show or about the actual attacks?
The attacks,
oh, okay.
Not about our show.
I thought there was some
thankfully,
backlash.
There was no backlash to our show, at least audible, like public known backlash.
Right.
We've likely lost a bit of our fan base with El Duderino's call last week, pretending to be JCVD.
Oh, I thought you meant we lost our fans that were at the show.
Oh, well, we don't know.
Rest
maybe.
If we should find out.
How are we going to find out if they're dead?
I don't know.
Maybe their relatives going through their phones and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Have they had the funerals yet? Maybe you could get out there, Rob, an excuse to go to Paris, and then you could interview all the families as they're leaving the churches.
I don't feel comfortable with this where this joke is going. So,
but I'm just looking for an excuse for you to get a trip to Paris.
Thanks, but I there are better reasons to go to Paris.
All right. Well,
are you too afraid to go to Paris now?
No, not at all.
Well, they're not going to do it the same spot twice. Probably it's probably the best time to go to Paris.
Yeah, come on, Rob.
Go all right, Paris. I'm going to Paris.
Go
I'm
to Paris.
Gonna have
Rob,
a
I'm going. Paris. I'm going. I'm going.
Rob of Paris. That doesn't even make sense. Sorry, Rob. What were you saying?
Well, you know, Lamb of God canceled a few shows. They canceled one show 15 minutes before showtime.
Jeez.
In the Netherlands because there
all
was
right,
a bomb threat called in or some sort of threat of terror. And Lamb of God, being a band who's been through quite a bit in Europe, I don't know. You know, for our listeners who might just be tuning into the metal world and were nowhere to be found for the last 3 or 4 years, they had an incident
maybe
where a fan of theirs jumped off the stage and died. And then Randy, of course, was blamed for the death, but then eventually exonerated. but thrown into a Czech prison. So they're already on edge in Europe. And then with this terror threat, the band decided not to continue the tour. They just wanted to go home and be with their families. And there seemed to be some blowback from, like, European fans saying,
of course,
calling them pussies.
Yeah.
And saying, like, oh, the terrorists have won and blah, blah, blah. Now, granted, this is certainly something that the people behind the attacks would hope for, would be disruptive.
When they were planning, they were like, what can we do to prevent Lamb of God from playing this show that's
coming
up? No,
I don't think it was that direct.
There's so many other bands they could have prevented from playing that I would have,
like,
actually
Five
supported.
Well, Five Finger Death Punch also canceled Dave.
The terrorists have won! That I could believe them. Not Lamb of God. A great band like Lamb of God.
I feel like the terrorists would be fans of Five Finger Death Punch. They'd want to go to that show.
That might be what they use to blast in front of the terrorist caves to make them surrender, too.
Yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Rob, do you have any research on that?
No, I cannot confirm it.
Bad Company! I'm out of die. Oh, my God, I can't take it! Fuck!
So, I mean, and beyond that, just on a personal level, the amount of xenophobia on my Facebook page is insane right now. It's like I all this week I basically had to turn off Facebook just because.
Why didn't you just unfriend people?
This is what I do, or not unfriend, but unfollow.
So you're still friends.
Right,
you're still friends.
You just don't see their shit.
Right.
Well, I'll go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What were you gonna say, Dan?
I was gonna say it's like a perfect storm of stupidity because I feel that. Normally you have, you know, let's pick a random topic, like global warming. You have one side that says, wow, the planet's really getting fucked up and we have to do something. Mm-hmm. And the other side says, there's no global warming. It's a liberal conspiracy. And, like, one side's clearly right and one side's clearly wrong. This is an example where both sides are fucking stupid. One is a lot more stupid than the other, but they're both wrong. Like, I keep seeing one guy will come out and go, fucking Muslims, these fucking Muslims, don't let them in, don't let Syrians into the United States. And then you have the other side that says, they're not really Islamic. Islamic is peace and, you know, they're not actually, the terrorists are not Islamic, they're just terrorists. Which is retarded, like, does not make any sense. How are
this is a very loaded sentence you're
how
saying.
How so?
Here.
What do you mean? Go ahead.
Well, okay, so I think what the defense, the other side of the defense is, these people are Islamic, sure, but they're peaceful Islamic people.
I agree with that, but I don't think that's what people are saying, though.
What do you think they're saying?
They go one past that. Like, if someone would have said, you know, I don't think we should blame all Muslim people for this, completely agree with that. I think the vast majority of Muslim people are good people. I think the vast majority of Christians are good people.
Right, but religion is to blame.
Religion is to blame because you cannot motivate people to blow themselves up when they believe they're going to come out on the other side and be next to God without using religion. Like, religion exists to do things like this.
Yes.
Thankfully, far, far fewer people in the world use religion to do this anymore.
Because most of them have blown themselves up already.
If only. Yeah. But, you know, it's still a problem. It's much less of a problem because we've diminished it by making it socially unacceptable to go blow yourself up, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still religion that drives this. Like, how can you tell me that?
Right, we still denounce religion.
Like, I've actually seen people arguing. I have the president even, like, saying that ISIS is not Islamic. Like, it's in the fucking name, Islamic. It's what the
and
I
also,
stands
that
for.
Just seems like, why is that what we're debating? That's just like this philosophical shit when there's actual things that need to be done.
Right, but part of the thing that needs to be done is convincing people not to be religious anymore, slowly over time.
Yeah.
And
that's a hard battle
I think
to
that's
win.
A losing
agreed?
Battle.
No. But I'm not saying, like, that's the plan for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I feel like that's a problem that we should acknowledge exists and be working on rather than.
And also just.
I'm not saying ban religion tomorrow.
What I feel also, which is uncomfortable for just as an American, is just how, like, all of a sudden all Muslims are to blame for this. Like, how, you know, Donald Trump is saying all this stuff, how we need to document every Muslim.
But to people like that, that's always been the case, that it's all Muslims to blame. Republicans have always said that. That's nothing new.
I guess. Or how, like, Ted Cruz is like, oh, let's let the Christian refugees in, but not the Muslim one, which is just...
Because a terrorist, there's no way a terrorist could cheat on that test. That test is foolproof.
Yeah, well, he you know what it is? They love Allah so much,
they
can't lie.
They wouldn't even lie,
They wouldn't think to do that.
They can't say they love Jesus, not even for a second.
Plus, a lot of people, like, operatives for ISIS are here already. You know, it's not
probably.
Like... You know,
what?
Not in here.
Not
Bruno!
It is definitely Bruno.
That
Lola has shifty eyes, too.
The only
terror coming out of Bruno is the farts that leak.
Bruno is the live cast official dog. Yeah. Can we say that?
You didn't know, but Lola is short for Lee, 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 Lee.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Well, on the topic of the xenophobia. Oh, come on. We don't need to play a sound effect right after. I wanted to actually speak to a Muslim metalhead.
Go ahead.
And I actually have on the line my buddy Abdul. Abdul, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hello. Calling into the show now. When the terror attacks were happening, I was reporting on it and I was on Twitter, and you kind of went off on a tirade on your Twitter account, which is you somehow managed to get the Twitter handle Advil, which is great SEO, about how, like, your entire life you've been dealing with most of your life you've been dealing with racism towards Muslim people. So I just wanted you to talk about, like, what it's like. And you live in Texas, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I'm in Dallas, Texas now, but I grew up in Florida, which is not much better. But I'm in my 20s, so I grew up through 9/11, and being a Muslim kid in middle school during that time was not very fun.
I see. And so, yeah, so now, like, what – so you – I can't even, like, I have so many questions asked, I can't get any of them out. But what I want to know is, like, with metal, I've seen some really disgusting comments on our Facebook page. Have you ever been to a metal show or something like that where you were discriminated against, or any sort of concert?
Honestly, at a metal show, no. I've gone to a million metal shows just by myself and made a ton of friends. It's really weird because people view the metal community as being very violent and stuff just because of the lyrics and the songs, but I've never had a bad experience. It's always people really friendly, really. It's like a family when you're there.
Yeah, I feel like metalheads are pretty open-minded about stuff, and they can see through all those, I guess, barriers. I think Rob is referring more to, like, I don't know, those, like, Ku Klux Klan members.
No, honestly, I don't really, like, it's weird for me because I agree with you, like, if metal shows, you're seems relatively progressive, whereas on the Facebook comments, it seems very
regressive. That's just
regressive.
Facebook comments in general. Yeah. I don't think that's specific to metal or Facebook, or that's just comments in general.
But let's say there is an overlap on the Venn diagram between metalheads on Facebook.
Now, one other thing I wanted to bring up is, there's a stereotype that Islam is a religion of killing, and I feel like you would disagree with that statement, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that there are a lot of misconceptions, especially with ISIS going on right now. These guys are, like, I don't know how so many sociopaths happen to just come together, because it's terrifying. But just because the word Islamic is in their name doesn't mean a damn thing, because they are horrible people. I mean, they kill children and things like that in the street. It's, I don't understand like how you can justify that with religion. I don't understand what kind of God would want you to do these horrible things to anybody. It just makes no sense.
I agree with that, but also, I mean, that's also speaks to what's actually written in the books. Like, what kind of a God would write a book that has all that kind of crappy, disgusting thing in
it? That's their method. I mean, like, don't they want people to, frown upon Islam just so that it pushes Muslims to join them, or to, like, say, oh, okay, the world is outcasting me, but ISIS welcomes me?
So that's definitely part of it. And ISIS recruits, from what I know, I'm obviously not an expert on the subject, but from what I understand, they recruit from people who feel disenfranchised or marginalized by their community, and then they just realize, hey, these are the only people that are accepting me. And despite all the horrible crap that's going on, they just somehow justify it because of that. And on the subject of the Quran having these violent things in it, I totally agree. There are violent things in the Quran, but it's also not a rule book. It's a collection of ancient stories. And in ancient times, all kinds of horrible things used to happen. I mean, wars back then were, you know, everything was won by conquest back then. And just because some violent act happened in that story doesn't mean that it's telling us to do that. It's just saying, no, hey, this happened.
That's not a good, really good defense, because it's not, we're not talking about like a historical account of only wars. Like, there are actual, just like the Bible, by the way, I'm not picking on Islam. I think Christianity and Judaism are just equally barbaric as Islam is. I'm not like saying Islam is the worst religion and all the other religions are better. I think they're all horrible. But I think that to say that they're only, all the violent things in the Quran and in the Bible are only describing wars that happened is just not true. I mean, they're a guide to life. Like, there are rules that require violence. They're cutting people's limbs off.
Well,
shunning them.
I guess we should ask you, like, how, like, what does religion mean to you? And you know, like,
yeah,
how much do you practice Islam?
See, I grew up in an extremely religious household. My dad is an imam at a mosque. I mean, I grew up around lectures and, you know, Islamic scholars who are very well known. And I would even travel to conferences about Islamic teachings with my family. So this was a huge part of my childhood. And it's strange to me that people think that it's just a regular part of the teaching of Islam, because I was never, ever taught.
Uh-oh, I think we might have lost him.
Uh-oh.
Someone in the chat pointed out this is like cafeteria Islam, just like people say cafeteria.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Wait, you kind of broke up. So you broke up when you were saying you were taught.
Yeah, I was never taught that violence was an acceptable answer to anything. That was just never an option to anything that I was taught. And despite the wars and things like that have been going on since seemingly the beginning of time, you know, between Palestine and Israel, for example, it's just there's so much overlap between people taking context and picking and choosing these verses in order to justify their violence towards each other.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry. I
completely agree with you. I want to say two things. First of all, I applaud you for being a good person. I do not in any way think Muslims are generally bad people. I think the vast majority are good people, just like the vast majority of Christians are good people and Jews are good people. But they're arriving at that good morality by doing the same thing that you're saying ISIS is doing, which is picking and choosing the parts that you agree with and ignoring all the vast number of terrible, shitty parts. So I don't think you can say, you know, mine is the right way and ISIS is doing it the wrong way. Just like a Christian can't really say, I'm doing it the right way and the Westboro Baptist Church is doing it the wrong way. There's 30,000 different sects of Christianity, and there's like 15,000, 20,000 different sects of Islam, and they are very happy to blow each other up over the differences. So a lot of times. And a lot of other,
you know, I agree with everything you just said. I have absolutely zero qualms with what you said, because you're right. With these books that are, like I said, they're ancient, archaic stories, you can't really translate them to modern times. So if you want to be able to pick and choose, why not pick and choose the good things? I mean, one of my favorite verses in the Quran is in a surah or a chapter that every child knows. And it's simply, hey, you have your religion and I have mine. Just let it be. And I was taught that as a kid. You know, if I have friends who are Christian or Jewish, like, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's just as long
would
as
you,
I can pray.
Would you
stoop
a Jewish girl? That's a good question.
What?
Would you stoop a Jewish girl? Would you have sex with a Jewish girl? Stoop is a Yiddish thing for you.
Oh, God. I mean, I probably have. I don't know.
Nice. But she didn't tell you.
Sure. That's
She didn't know you were a peaceful Muslim. She didn't tell you. She's afraid.
That's the most sly way of bragging about how many women you've had sex with. Where you're like, yeah.
No, that's not. No, no, no.
I don't know.
I mean, there's been hundreds.
No,
that's not true. Not Jewish. She didn't taste like pork, so that's all I could tell you.
I have a girlfriend who's Christian. So it's eight, not, you have that has never friends? Been an issue.
That's, is there, are there others that aren't, Chris?
You're a hero?
Hey.
My favorite one happens to be Christian.
All right. Awesome. Do you? I mean, I was making a joke, but do you really have more than one girlfriend?
No. I can barely handle the one.
And she might be listening.
Now that you've been on our podcast, though, your profile is going to be way higher, so you're going to have women beating down your door because you'll be the guy from the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah.
So get ready for it.
Finally, I can pick and choose these days. Yeah.
We may give you a T-shirt. If you frequent
with
enough.
Rob's face on it.
I know. I mean, we may give him a T, like his starring own. On a T-shirt. Oh. That's what I meant. We're not giving him anything. It costs money. No offense.
Just my face right on there, like Che.
Put you to work, make some money for us.
Lady 20.
How often do you guys even do this podcast? This is awesome.
Every week. Every Sunday.
Oh shit! I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Great promotion, Rob.
And we talk about worldly things and how they kind of relate to metal.
Well, the greatest thing about this podcast is that we have people who listen from around the world who, practice different religions or just have different cultures. And we're just four Jews that live in Brooklyn and
secular Jews.
Totally secular, but it's just a part of our upbringing and we kind of bring that to the table. And people learn about us and where we come from, and we like to turn it around and learn about other people.
And by the way, no religion gets criticized on the show more than Jews.
Judaism.
Yeah, we share our religion hardcore. Yeah. So that's kind of why we wanted to have you on, because we have talked about Muslim topics and things like Darren has brought up about the violence and stuff, and we can't really speak to it that much because it's all an outside perspective. So.
Right, but I want to reiterate though that I think I support. Peaceful Muslims.
I'm sorry, the violence in the Quran, not in the religion.
Well, I would hope so.
I support peaceful people of any kind, and I think it's great. I think it's way better than the alternative. You don't have to go very back far in time to when Christians were, owning people as slaves. So when they start being against gay marriage, I'm like, that's still shitty, but at least they're not stringing people up and beating them to death with rocks anymore. So you need progress. I mean, I feel like we're making progress as we take religion
slowly but surely, yeah.
But that said, I feel like it just gets to a point where people go, well, ISIS isn't Muslim, and that to me that sets off my alarm bell. I don't see how they're not Muslim.
Well, ISIS, everything they do is very, very strictly against even the Quran. Like, yeah, the Quran does have violent things, but the things they do are very, very against it. I mean,
about that,
very specifically, you're not supposed to in war. You're not supposed to hurt women, children, or the elderly or the sick. They don't give a shit. They will kill anyone in their path. You're not supposed to kill people with fire. There's a very specific verse saying that fire is exclusively saved for the Lord, for hell. But they burn people alive. They don't care. They just do. They will do whatever it takes. And that's why they're so terrifying, honestly. It's because they literally do not care.
Can I interject something, though? I think the rules that you're talking about are there, but they're punctuated by when you're making war, don't do those things you mentioned to the innocents. So they say the innocents. Well,
no, you're not supposed. You can't do that to anyone.
But ISIS turns around and they say ISIS is what they're saying is the people that we're attacking are not innocent. Like they're part of the war machine that makes war against us, that destroys Islamic people.
All women, all children, all the elderly, all the sick are innocent, no matter what. No matter how bad the war is, you're not supposed to harm those people. You're supposed to treat even your prisoners. If you have a prisoner of war, you're supposed to treat them like a guest. You're supposed to be nice to them and feed them and things like that. They torture people. You're not supposed to torture people. And they burn people alive. If Obama somehow just completely wages war on ISIS, I will have no sympathy for them. I'd be like, do whatever the hell it takes to get these people out of here, because they are literally the most terrifying people I've ever seen.
You know what I always think about? I always think about let's say, they had it their way and they took over the world. Like what do they want? What do they hope to gain?
They want to make a caliphate. They want to make the world be an Islamic state where
everyone's oppressed,
everyone follows
and
Islam.
Poor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They want people to. They want to just rule with fear. It's just, from what I understand, they want this very specific flavor of Islam that doesn't exist outside of just them.
But it doesn't exist because we have spent like 4 or 5 centuries denormalizing it and passing laws so that people can't kill each other. That's why it doesn't. It does exist in Saudi Arabia. It doesn't exist here.
Saudi Arabia does not burn people alive just because they were accused of something.
Well, I think that was in India where like a woman got stoned because her brother cheated on or committed adultery.
Yeah, there are horrible laws against women in the East in general that's in a whole other topic that is extremely horrifying.
I think it's the same topic because I think that's a manifestation of people following the Quran strictly, certain parts that they follow that you ignore and vice versa. And you're doing it correctly, quote unquote, with relation to how we live in a secular society, and that's good. But they're not beholden to do that. Like they can do whatever they want, and they can follow the horrible, shitty verses. And that's why it's a bad.
Is that in regards to like the rape and? Are you talking about like how they punish the women for being raped? Because that's not in the Quran at all.
All right. Well, I didn't bring that up even to begin with, but. I can read you some stuff.
Well, that's because I've seen the topic where they stone a woman because they think that she's like damaged because someone raped her or something like that. And I think that is, I honestly don't even know where that comes from because as long as you lay a hand on someone who's innocent, like you're the one who's guilty no matter what. And I don't know of any religion that thinks otherwise.
I have a question since you're our resident Muslim and you have studied the Quran. So why are women so heavily covered in some parts of the world or some, you know,
the burqas in Afghanistan?
Right. And also like gloved hands, like all their entire bodies are covered. And I just wonder like what is it that asks for them to do that? Or like, why would they do that?
So in traditional Islam, the woman is supposed to cover everything except for her hands and her face. And then there's the more strict, like Afghanistan, where they just wear a burqa, where they're literally just wearing like this poncho with eye holes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of those rules that is based around like the protection and modesty of the woman. I disagree with it personally. I think that it's extremely oppressive. Just that. I mean, I don't think women are oppressed generally within Islam, but I just wish that they could wear what they please.
How does your mother dress? And I think you have a sister as well, right?
She covers her head, but she doesn't cover her face or her hands. And it's weird because like in this day and age, my sister, for example, I have a 15-year-old sister. She's like 15 or so, and she wears like pants and stuff like that. She doesn't wear the long dress, but mm-hmm. she still covers up. As long as she's still covered up and not showing that skin, it's okay.
So why does she choose to do that? Just out of respect to your family, or like what?
She's 15, so she lives at my parents' house, and I had to follow all the rules when I was still living with my parents too. So.
Oh, so once she turns 18, she's gonna let loose.
Well, so you don't live at home anymore.
I don't know. I don't know how she's gonna do. She seems pretty loyal to it. I don't know.
I don't think she's running around
in like bikinis or anything.
Do you consider yourself a religious person or more secular?
No, I'm not very religious anymore. I grew up in a very religious household. I still carry the morals of my religion, mm-hmm. you know, I think that the morals of every religion are identical. And so I try to be a good person. I try to donate to charity. I try to help people out, but I very seldom go to the mosque or anything like that.
Yeah, you just want to have fun. You have other things to do with your time.
I don't even have fun, man. I'm pursuing a degree in my doctor of physical therapy degree, and I just hate life, so I don't even have fun.
Do you believe in God?
Yeah. I'm very based in science, and I work very hard in my passion in life is physics and astronomy and cosmology, of course, but I think that the two can definitely work together.
I think that the idea of a God can work together with science. I don't think that the specific, like, Abrahamic religion gods can work together with science. Because there are traits about that God that contradict science. You know, you can test, provably test that God doesn't exist based on the description in the their various Bibles. Like, you can believe in a God that sits outside of that kind of thing, but it doesn't fit with the universe that we have, that we can observe.
With Islam, I was taught, my dad is a geologist, and so the theory of the earth only being like 6,000 years old or anything like that, he would just laugh at it because he knows better. He studied it. He's seen rocks that were billions of years old. Right. And the idea of the Big Bang is totally within the belief of Islam, because it just works because of the singularity that was, you know, infinite mass, infinite density, and eventually expanded. That works within the teachings of Islam.
Awesome. Well, Abdul, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about this and giving us a whole different perspective on something.
Maybe you could just like pencil in some time every Sunday, and we'll give you like your own little segment.
Because there'll probably be something you talk about every week, so we'll just call you up.
The latest ISIS.
Anytime you guys want. If you guys ever want me to talk about like science or something, seriously, call me up. I don't mind.
Cool. Yeah.
I also want to say that even though I was debating with you, I have no hostility towards you or any like good Muslims. I think
I don't think that was a. Yeah.
No, I think that disagreeing and speaking about things is the most important thing you can do. Honestly, I think that questioning things is very important. So I appreciate it.
And to blindly hate someone just because of how they dress or how they look or what they believe in is kind of ridiculous.
Unless they're juggalos.
And I totally don't take the side of all the 9 Jewish girls you humped and dumped. Just because I'm Jewish, that doesn't mean anything.
I was joking.
Sure.
Right. All right. We're going to let you go. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Have a good one. All right. And we're going to talk to Mario from Ex Mortis momentarily. And that was a very interesting.